Sans Pants Radio, Australia's hottest podcast network.
Welcome to Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and none of the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, what do we think is going to happen in the Snyder Cut?
Okay, so, yeah. Snyder Cut. Justice League. It came out in 2016 mm-hmm. or 2017. Hard to say.
Yeah.
But it hit cinemas in a big way, sort of. The same way that if someone got hit with a bag of shit, you'd be like, that is...
I got hit with a bag of shit, not big way.
It's not necessarily... It could be a small bag of shit, yeah. Which is kind of what this is.
I think the Justice League movie, it's important to remember how excited the three of us were for it.
Yes.
Because we just come off the back of Batman vs. Superman.
Which is like a perfect film.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What anyone says. It is flat out cinematic insanity.
Yes.
It is like if comic books could also be, not heroin. if comic books could also be a drug that makes you tear your own face off.
Yeah. If comic books were meth, they'd be Batman vs. Superman, yeah. Which is a movie.
Like, yes.
Have you seen anything in cinema like BVS?
I haven't.
No.
Exactly. Absolutely. I mean, we hoped, of course, that Justice League would be the sort of cinematic sequel.
Especially because, obviously, so Zack Snyder removed from the film due to either maybe getting fired or the tragic passing of his daughter.
Yeah.
If it's the latter, that's sad. If it's the former, which I think it actually was, because there was evidence, people thought that was the case at the time, and everyone was like, no, that's insensitive. But now there has been more interviews leading up to the Snyder Cut where it seems like that actually was the case. Anyway, this is the most expensive movie ever made.
That rules.
What?
That
how? Rules. What did they spend the money
that's
on?
That's so good.
I say ever made. It might not actually be ever made, but it's in the top couple because the budget at this point is close to $700 million.
Well, the thing is, you got to imagine, right? You're making... three films several years apart, but it's the same film.
The
original Snyder version, I think, had
four films.
I think the original version of this film
five films then? I'm sorry, I'm thinking the first two original films, the idea was, that's always like the films they were making.
Then they
got noted pervert Joss Whedon in to kind of do the recuts there, and now we're getting two more of the same film. So is that...
Where's this two coming from?
Well, I assume because it's his original vision, right?
Yeah. Okay, so for anyone who's listening to this and they're like, what do you mean two films? Like what I just did there, I was the audience surrogate idiot.
I saw.
So, yeah, originally...
Yeah.
So, I don't know if everyone is aware of the timelines, but Justice League had been greenlit and was being made before BVS had even come out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Originally, it was going to be similar to how, at this point in time, Avengers Infinity War was called Avengers Infinity War Part 1 and Part 2.
Yeah.
Justice League was originally Justice League
Part
1, Justice League Part 2. Batman v Superman comes out. They start steadying the ship because they're like, oh no.
This is not the reaction we expected. Yeah. Oh my God.
One of the execs was like, what do you mean a ship can't go on land?
So then they were like, make it one film. Or maybe the one film was just, anyway. So at that point, the two become one. So the story has to change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That happens. Working on that one film. People not happy.
Yeah. Mm.
Zack Snyder, maybe your dark, gritty...
takes on the
everyone
and DC Comics is not what people look for.
You can't have six Christ figures in one film.
What? But why not?
There was only one Christ in real life.
Look, if you're gonna do one, at least make one or three of them a pretender. You can't have all of them the Christ.
Exactly.
So then Joss Whedon comes on.
Yep.
Big Joshy boy.
Yeah.
I hate him. And look, this is one of those things where my pervert senses clearly were right, because I've hated him for 15 years.
Yeah. Look, notorious foot pervert and bad man Joss Whedon.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Abusive on set.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like other notorious foot pervert, Quentin Tarantino.
Abusive on set. Not cancer, because he's an auteur.
Yet.
Heads on the chopping block, Quint. Anyway, yes, Joss Whedon comes in, adds quips because they want to make a lighter film than Zack Snyder was.
Add quips, removes mustaches.
Yeah.
They throw more money on it, so they have to reshoot. I think Zack Snyder had shot 90% of the film that he wanted to make. Mm-hmm. Then they bring Joss Whedon. It's funny to say with a soft J. I know that's not how you say his name, but I do not care.
Yeah. Joss Whedon. Say it with a soft Walden. W. Joss Whedon. Coming on in.
He reshoots like 70% of the film.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it bad.
You can tell the bits that are his and the bits that are most of it. Boys. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, opening a movie with a kid trying to get an interview with Superman for a podcast.
Yeah,
my thumb did a thumbs down. Yeah, like a la Julius Caesar.
Yeah. I'm very sad that didn't smash cut to a very terrible like one Yeti mic on a table in like a kitchen that him
hulking Superman
and like little boy being like, so why did you want to become a Superman?
So when will this come out?
Yeah. Got anything to plug?
I'm Superman, and that's about it.
Let's talk about that voice.
Well, he's Superman's from Kansas. A good Southern boy from Kansas. Ma? Ma, Pa?
He sounds like Hank Hill, you know?
Truth, justice, and the American way. I'm Superman. Superman and Hank Hill share a lot of more qualities than just the voice. Anyway,
I'm glad that I stopped to ask and talk about the voice because I got a very suitable answer.
Yeah.
Barbie.
Lois. Lois. This is my boy, Barbie. Barbie Superman.
Dad! I'm Superboy, Dad!
You know.
Yeah.
Peggy Hill, you know, it's all happening.
Mm.
Movie comes out. At this point, the budget is ballooned to 300 million. Either 300 or 350 million.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You then have to double that for marketing. So we're looking at $650 to $700 million. It makes 600 million, and at that point would have needed to make over $1 billion to break even.
Mm. Good luck.
Everyone's like, oh my God. The movie comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what is bad? But not in a BVS way people hate it because it's bad and crazy way. It's just boring.
Yep. Yeah, it was watching it was very lackluster because you wanted it to be a bit of a nightmare, but it was just dull.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the movie comes out and we all saw it. Boring. And I mean boring to the point where can you remember the plot?
No.
Why does the... So,
yeah. Ask me some quick pop quiz.
Do you know the name of the villain?
Stepfather.
Steppenwolf.
Yeah, I just
Steppenwolf,
like to say,
he came down in a boom tube, dude. I remember.
Why?
He.
Yeah, what's the villain's motivation?
He wants to get the cube.
All of the cubes, box. All the mother boxes
because
are.
Because the mother box.
Well.
he make a thing because there's like a family, a foreign family.
Uh huh.
In a shed.
He wants to ensure the bad Batman future. Yes? Wow, why?
Mother box because Cyborg.
Cyborg is a mother box.
Yes.
What?
Why the hell does Steppenwolf come to Earth?
Because in the deleted scene of that was released after BVS of a good friend Lex Luthor having a chat in the...
I like to swallow like you have a gun to your head.
Jesse Eisenberg's on fourth mic.
Because he has a chat to... In the Doomsday Resurrection pod, he has a hologram conversation and they are shown a mother box.
All the devils are down. All the heaven and hell are flipped. I'm Jesse Eisenberg's the Lex Luthor.
Ooh. Was it made explicitly clear in the film?
Yeah.
So that scene you're talking about, I believe, is actually a Batman v Superman scene.
Yeah, it was released on Twitter.
It was meant to be
clarify things. It didn't.
Well, no, I think the thing with that was because they were very big on not doing post-credit scenes because that was a Marvel thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that was clearly intended to be a post-credit
scene. They were like,
this
will be the DCEU's post-credit.
Yeah.
Our version is the movie ends. You don't get to see it. You've paid for a ticket. Yeah. You don't get to see this. You're going to go onto Twitter.com a week later. Yeah.
There it is.
Could be
tweet it out. And you're like, oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah, good. This makes not as much sense as you think it does.
Yeah.
But
awesome, DC.
Yeah.
Great idea.
So,
why is he here?
So, Steppenwolf has collected Mother Boxes, or Darkseid.
Oh, he's
maybe
a collector.
Yeah.
But he wants them to make
Anti-monitor?
Anti-magic.
Isn't it antimatter? What's the... Oh, the anti-life equation?
Yeah, anti-life equation. Yes, yes, yes.
That is definitely not said in the film.
No, it
is
not.
Because if they said anti-life equation, I'm like,
I remember having to explain boom tubes to the two of you. Things that are in an integral part of the film. And mother boxes. They don't really explain what they are.
So I believe the plot is meant to be. Steppenwolf finds out that Earth is no longer protected by Superman as he died at the end of his second film, Batman v Superman.
Yeah, yeah.
Dawn of Justice. When is the dawn? Great question.
Well, I guess they were saying the next film's going to be Justice League.
Yeah.
So at the end, Batman's like, hey, we should make Justice League Wonder Woman. So maybe that was the Dawn of Justice.
Yeah.
Don't, should have called it Dawn of Justice League. That would have been good. Dawn of League.
They should have called, knowing it's Zack Snyder, I'm surprised it wasn't like Batman v Superman Prelude to Justice or something.
True.
Ooh, spicy. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So Steppenwolf is coming to Earth because he's like, there's a mother box on Earth.
Yeah, and he's already got the one from the Atlantans.
Mm-hmm. The Atlantans. Yeah.
Green Atlantans. Because yeah, yeah. Remember there's that scene at the start of the movie that's like the montage-y thing, and there's a Green Lantern as well.
Yeah, because he's running around and he grabs the mother box from the Atlanteans. Or maybe it's also the Amazonians as well. Yeah.
Tell this is going to be a great episode because we are talking about the Snyder Cut, but are now stuck on remembering a movie we've already seen.
Because I just remember there was a scene where they're like hanging around relived Superman and they're like, awesome. And then they just kind of have a quick pan to the remnants of a boom tube and they're like, damn, Steppenwolf got the mother box.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
It's like a cutaway. Now they don't show anything.
Yeah, they're just like,
in cinema that you need to show and not tell.
Yeah, yeah.
But a little bit of telling would have been nice. And maybe a little bit of showing too.
They didn't either.
Yeah.
You gotta do one of them.
So yeah, they didn't really tell or show why Steppenwolf was there. Yeah. There was no really motivation and that was kind of portrayed. Unless there was a throwaway line and I was too bored by the film that I didn't get it.
Flash runs bad and grabs Wonder Woman's boob. Thank you, Joss Whedon.
I also don't remember how they got Steppenwolf in the end. What did they? How'd they kill him?
Superman
just beats the shit out of him. Just like, wiles away. There is no team up. Like, I get it. There's like, there's just
they
like.
They have to team up to fight Superman.
Yeah, that's true.
Team up by Superman. So if you look at, say, the Avengers, which I guess they were really trying to emulate and copy.
Yeah.
They were like, okay, cool. So we need a threat that, like, not one individual can stop this. Yeah, and so the Justice League are like, okay, we need to resurrect Superman because we can't deal with
this one guy. Because that means that then, theoretically, like, they've cucked themselves for future Justice League movies, right? Where they can't be like any threat they've already established Superman can take out.
Well, okay.
That rules.
So this is where the part one and part two comes in. Infinity War didn't turn out to be a part one. I mean, it was, but it also wasn't. Yeah. They didn't call it Infinity War part one, part two.
Mm.
It was like Infinity War and Endgame. And in theory, they're standalone films. Justice League didn't really do that. It just kind of took the first movie and condensed it. Because... Yep. The Justice League in the original version, and this is going to tie back into the Snyder Cut. Mm-hmm. We're back on track, everyone.
Yep.
Woo!
Back on the train. Choo-choo.
I'm feeling good. We're on that Zack Snyder's Justice League train.
Yes.
The Justice League were meant to lose.
Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Which then causes the, almost in exactly the same way that Infinity War and Endgame are told, causes like a bad future and they fix it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Zack Snyder's Justice League is coming out.
It's happening.
It is 4 hours, 1 minute, and 52 seconds long.
That's so good for me.
The other stuff that I know for sure is it has chapter titles, but not like a DVD chapter titles, as in like there's title cards. Like in the movie, it's like chapter one, chapter two. I've heard conflicting reports whether it is 6 chapters or 4 chapters, because it was originally also meant to be a miniseries.
Oh,
I'm so excited for this. This is going to be the first and only episode where I'm like, right, here's the stuff I know. It was originally meant to be a miniseries, but they nixed that idea. Zack Snyder didn't want that, but HBO Max, which is where it's premiering, was like, oh, no, four weekly episodes. And it's one film, but you're watching a one-hour show.
Yeah, okay.
But
Zacky Boy was like, no, none
of that. Big Zacky Boy was like, I don't like that. And they're like, too bad. We've given you $70 million. But then... actors' contracts were for a film, so they'd have to pay them more if it was a miniseries. Oh, so they're so like, funny. Oh, shit, it's a film.
Did we say miniseries? We're crazy. Whoa, whoopsie daisies.
We were crazy back then.
A 4-hour film, but maybe that's part one and we're getting another 4-hour film later. I mean, sure.
I really like that. I feel like there was this trend about when Justice League came out where, like, the longer the movie was, the better. Like, I remember it would be a thing. It would be like an advertising point.
That was a thing
point.
In the early 2000s with, like, sword and sandal films.
No, but also I feel like I remember like Marvel movies coming out and people would be like, holy shit, it's like 2.5 hours long. Mm. And people would be like, whoa. And then we would watch those 2.5 hour long movies and be like, oh, I hate this. Zach's bucking in the other direction and I appreciate it.
It's kind of like padding out like, you know, like an MMO, but like in an open world game where it's like 70 hours. Yeah, 50 of them are walking around.
Exactly. Almost all of the Marvel films are between 2 hours and 2.5 hours. And there's a few that are a bit longer. Endgame, obviously, 3 hours. Mm. Infinity War, I think, is like 2:45.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything else is less than that. I think Winter Soldier is also pretty long.
I just remember is like this period of time back way back in the day when we'd watch every Marvel movie that came out.
We still will.
We're not excited about it anymore. That's the difference.
We're not watching it at midnight. We're watching it a week later.
Yeah, but we'd be like, oh my God, it's like an hour and a half. Oh my God, it's like 2 hours. Oh no, it's like two and a half hours. This is nearly three. Jesus Christ.
For a second, I thought you were saying we went the opposite way. I thought you were being like, oh my God, 2.5 hours. I was like, no, Jackson, that was like 20 years ago when people want tighter films now. They're like 100 minutes perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, no, Zach is like,
he's like, actually, nice try.
A 4 hour film.
So, 4 hours.
There is a 10-minute intermission in the film that is in the actual a film. Man.
So, Batman going to tell me to go to the lobby?
So is there a 10-minute? Are you telling me there is a 10-minute intermission in a something that you're watching from the comfort of your own home?
Mm-hmm.
That is 10 minutes. Yes. Like, is it literally just 10 minutes of a thing?
So the way Batman being like, go to the lobby, and me looking at my kitchen and being like, how should
they all just start, let's all go to the lobby.
What am I? I can't, Batman. I'm on the couch. You know?
So did either of you see, and this is a big swing for the fences, because I just feel like it's going to be a big no. But have either of you seen the long version of The Hateful Eight?
No.
Old Quinty Boys.
I haven't even seen the short version, dude.
Yeah. Well, the difference is like 40 minutes. You watch the short one.
I will watch neither.
If you're a listener of this show and you're like, should I watch The Hateful Eight? No.
Yeah.
But if you really want to, watch the shorter
that
one.
Is
it's
fair.
Over quicker.
You're not
going to miss anything. Who cares?
I didn't mind Hateful Eight, but anyway.
So in the middle of the film and in The Hateful Eight, how there's like two acts, it fades to black and then it just comes up like intermission comes in, but there's score over the top of it. I think it's the same thing with this. There's just score playing over 10 minutes of nothing.
That's so exciting.
So good. Okay, so what do we think is going to happen in this Snyder cut? Has it been confirmed that it's part one and part two?
No.
So I think that's going to happen.
I think it's confirmed it's a cliffhanger, though, I think.
Yes. So I'm glad that you've brought this up, because on podcasts for years I've been like, I bet the Snyder cut will end on a cliffhanger, because if this is his original vision, it is only part one of two parts. Zack Snyder said, yes, it ends on a big cliffhanger, but it's also implied that big cliffhanger is a character, so I don't know if it's going to be... Because also another thing, this isn't his original vision anymore.
He's changed it.
Well, obviously.
Well, so it's going to end on... what character?
Superman comes back.
No, because we've confirmed that Superman wears a black suit in this film, so Superman comes back.
Yeah. See, I was thinking that it'd be like, this is a Supermanless Justice League.
I think at the end Superman's coming back with a black suit. It's funny because I can't think of any character.
Martian Manhunter's in it, like,
yeah,
but they're actually doing Martian Manhunter.
But I can't think of any character to be like the big cliffhanger reveal.
Green Lantern is the only thing I think
of. But no one, who cares?
Like Michael Keaton Batman.
Michael Keaton Batman. What if it was Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern again?
No one would care, but it would also get on the news.
Not even Ryan Reynolds.
But I think
money.
Yeah.
And also, like, people aren't like, Ryan Reynolds was a bat.
No, people don't blame Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah,
for
but they should, because he's annoying and I hate looking at him.
Yeah,
and
if of course.
Deadpool
of course.
3 was buried by Disney, I'd say thank you, Disney.
Yeah. Of course.
They love money.
Yeah. They do.
If you want my money, cancel Deadpool 3.
Yeah.
I still stand by that Deadpool 2 was a lot better than Deadpool 1.
I stand by the fact both of those movies are the same quality and I don't care about them or like them.
Yeah, that's.
Leave me alone. I'm sitting in the cinema. Stop pointing to me. Stop pointing me out.
I go here to get away.
When Deadpool 3 comes out, I'm going to stand at the front of the cinema with a big bat, and when he breaks through the fourth wall, I'm going to hit him with it.
Whack him right back into the
like whack-a-mole.
Yeah. Stay in there. Stay in your goddamn
movie.
We
built this wall for a reason. To stop things like this and the Last Action Hero from happening.
And I allowed that. Never again. Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern would get people excited, even though
it doesn't feel like Snyder. That's the problem. Mm. It's not Snyder's edgy.
Ryan Reynolds can do gritty.
Yeah, no, but I still don't think Snyder would think it would be cool enough. Right, you know what I mean?
But here's another thing. Everyone shit on Snyder for his films being bad, so he's reclaiming another bad thing to be like, people were wrong.
I don't know. I reckon the odds on that are
pretty low.
Second
chances. He loves them.
I don't know who...
guest appearance by the main character from Guardians of Ghoulie.
The owl, is that?
You've got to help save Ghoul, Justice League. Robin? Robin's a good bet, actually.
We're starting at the end, like idiots.
The plot is the same, apparently.
So the plot is going to be Steppenwolf is coming down.
But we get...
A bit more context?
We get way more context. Okay. Darkseid is in the film.
Okay,
sure. I think I've seen that in the trailer. Yeah,
so Darkseid, the other fellow whose name I can't say, and Granny Goodness are all appearing
Granny
in the film. Granny Goodness is there.
Goodness me, that's exciting. Mm.
Whether that'll be like flashbacks... Well, presumably it will be flashbacks, because obviously it's not taking place during the events of the film. But... It'll probably be the same way that Wonder Woman 1984 started, how it's like, this thing happened in the past, and that's going to give us context to this.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to say a cold open. Darkseid is like one of the first things that happens in the film.
Yeah, probably, I think
like,
that's so
like
fair.
Like maybe a fight happening in...
Apocalypse? Apocalypse? Yeah, it's Apocalypse with a K.
Maybe we get like Orion, Mr. Miracle or whatever.
I don't think we're going to get a Mr. Miracle or Big Barda, only because they... Like there's a New Gods film coming out, but it hasn't been cast, and... No one is going to let Zack Snyder cast those characters.
Well, Mr. Miracle, very easy. He's got like a costume.
He does wear a mask. That's true. Yeah.
Not a hard, but you could do
she
it.
She wears
like...
a mask sometimes too, doesn't
she? Yeah. She's got a mask that covers her eyes. You could easily do it and then recast her down the track. I think we're going to get, I think cold open, and it's going to be one of the most difficult to follow fights because every single design of one of the motherfuckers on Apocalypse. It's just batshit insane.
Yeah. So gray and blurry.
I love when they release like the updated Steppenwolf costume or CGI, and I'm like, I can't tell where the background stops.
Yeah.
And he begins.
And that's going to be the whole fight. It's just going to be like roiling metal.
Like, it's roiling metal, but you know, in the end of the Yoss version we got, how it was like really oversaturated with red? Mm-hmm. I feel that
honestly
might happen.
If I said yes, I do remember that, I'd be lying to you.
So I feel it's going to be like that kind of color scheme, but more like, roiling metal.
Oh, yes.
I am absolutely going to have to watch Prelude of Justice leading into this because Dawn of Justice.
I know.
That's a throwback.
No, you
everyone
were right.
The game looked at me blank. I was like, no, that was a great joke, guys. Yeah, Batman v Superman's going to cop a rewatch.
Of course.
I'm so excited. I've seen the movie so many times. Yeah.
So there's a... So do you want to know other characters are definitely appearing?
Because I think it'd be worthwhile going through how they will be introduced and how they'll be presented.
So the people that I know that we haven't seen before that are definitely in it. So Martian Manhunter. Mm-hmm. So his character is in Batman v Superman, but not as Martian Manhunter. So it's like, this police chief is actually...
Martian Manhunter.
Yeah. But you're going to see Martian Manhunters.
How do we know who... Is there any like...
Any casting
any realization of... that was...
This fella. And do you reckon it was intended from the beginning?
Yes.
Yes, it was intended in Batman v Superman.
Wowzers.
I'll find out the actor's name because, they're cast. They're in Batman v Superman.
How do we think that they're going to introduce Martian Manhunter in a way that'll be like...
I think,
cohesive with the rest of the film.
Marvin the Martian. With Marvin the Martian.
Probably a little too small to be in this movie.
With Martian the Manhunter, I think what will happen is something like, because he's alien, they will assume that he's from Apocalypse. And they will assume that like he's going to be almost like the mini-boss. He's going to be like the first lead like that they're going to go after because they're like, Steppenwolf and Apocalypse and all that, and then Darkseid, they've all infiltrated Earth. and that this is this person we know, and then we're going to hunt this guy down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so they're going to basically hunt the man.
And he's like, normally I hunt the man, but I was the man being hunted.
Something, some kind of weird quip like that, right?
Yeah.
It's this guy.
And so, a general.
He's a major, thank you very much.
Oh, wow, that's so
Calvin
from...
Swanwick.
Very different from regular Martian Manhunter.
What did he do in BVS? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Do you know?
I'm sure I could remember if I read this article.
Right, so you read that article, we'll keep speculating. So I think it's going to happen, is it going to be like, okay, so this is like your first act, and maybe they're being like, Superman's still dead, we don't know what's going to happen, and blah, 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 blah. And so then they're like, oh God, we had that nightmare vision, we know something's going to happen. And it leads to Martian the Manhunter, or in a very similar way, how it opens up initially where it was Batman hunting those...
He captures Superman and gives him over to Zod, but knows who Superman is. What a dog.
Oh, so he was in Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, okay, scrap whatever you were saying.
Yeah, he's in Man of Steel and BVS.
Huh. And he gives Superman to Zod.
Yep.
But he knows he's Superman.
Well, I think he's kind of just like, because he's like the first on the scene for like everything is happening because he's Martian Manhunter.
All right, I reckon.
Well, yeah. Well, okay. No, I'm going to hold you through. But like in similar how it was Batman finding those little flyboys and being like, ah, see, fears or whatever. Yeah. I think it's going to be something where maybe Martian the Manhunter and Batman maybe jump on one of them and they're like, why are you here?
I think that's... Maybe.
But he's a major.
Yeah, so... I'm thrown because in the comics, I'm fairly sure, unless I'm getting it confused with Barbaralian, which is from another comic called Black Hammer, but maybe I'm not. I think Martian Manhunter's either a cop or a detective. So, so
what's his name? John Johnson or something?
Yeah, yeah, John Johns.
John Johns.
John Johns.
Shut
it's
up,
like comic books. Apostrophe... Or J-O apostrophe, N-Z-Z.
Greeting, humans, my name is John Johns. No, it is.
You're an alien, definitely.
Dude, that's not how names work. You can't have the same name twice.
In Mars, we love our Zeds.
Yeah, hi, my name's John Johns. Yeah, and I'm Jackson's, dude. Yeah, sure.
Do people make fun of you for that? Because they should.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Anyway, because then I can see exactly that opening making sense. Batman tracks down one of the
so he's the Secretary of Defense by the time Batman v Superman happens.
I have no idea what, because that would make Batman tracks down one of the parademons, and as he's attacking him, out of nowhere, Martian Manhunter arrives, and it's like, oh my God, who are you? Who are you?
He plays a vital role in trying to stop the president nuking Doomsday because Superman will probably die too.
Oh, wait, I remember that scene vaguely. All right. Yeah.
This is what I predict for Martian Manhunter. Wow. Okay. It's going to be meaningless. It's just going to be a reveal, and it's going to be a setup for a later film. It's going to be like, here's Martian Manhunter. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? And that's all we'll get.
Yep. Or because he's the Secretary of Defense, it's going to be something where he contacts Batman or something along the lines of, like, you have the full support of the U.S. government.
That's a good theory.
Because I know what's coming,
Yeah. And Batman will be like, why are you helping
me? And then he reveals himself to be the Green Boy.
Yeah. There's more going on in the world than you realize, Bruce Wayne. I am...
John Johns.
John's
Batman Johnson.
Will be like, wait, what? I'm John Johns.
You sure you're not...
Is this a prank?
How'd you get this number?
This is a prank call.
I think it's going to be either a meeting or something like that where, like, the U.S. government are now the big heroes. Yeah.
That's so possible.
God, that rules. No. So they're going to be, like, a big part
Zack Snyder love the... He's big army guy.
Yeah. He big army guy.
He loves army.
It'll be,
in one of the Godzilla films where we have Godzilla swimming next to the U.S. military or U.S. Navy to then fight the Mutos or whatever it was. I hope we're getting something similar. Like Godzilla, he love USA.
Yeah.
And kind of like how... John is like, you don't understand, Batman. Mars, we love USA. USA, big number one in Mars.
I like that he's got Borat voice almost. I think Martian Manhunter.
John Jones, very nice. USA, number one.
Yeah.
That's how the Martians talk. I don't know.
Make it up. The Martians sound like Borat. That's good.
And Superman is from Kansas.
I think what's going to happen, and this is a little bit of me peeking behind the curtain because I know a little bit about Zack Snyder, and because he shot himself in the foot with this one, and you'll never guess why, came out in support of Joe Biden.
Ah.
Shocking that his fans didn't like that.
Yeah.
So I think what's more likely going to happen is that the president is still seen as kind of like a... not like a piece
like
of
shit. Like a puppet?
Yeah, yeah.
No, not quite. But
just like incompetent. Like I know the kind
like,
of...
nuke Superman!
Yeah, it's a kind of movie president where, yeah, they're like...
making the wrong decisions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there'll be a hero in second in command that's like, shut up, you stupid fuck. Yeah. I'm Martian Manhunter.
Martian Manhunter.
Fucking John.
I'm John Johns, the adult in the room.
Yeah, exactly.
With all due respect, Mr. President, fuck off.
And then he snaps his neck like Superman did so.
I'm so glad that we've started saying fuck because R rating. Batman confirmed says fuck in this movie.
That is amazing. Batman, the guy, doesn't even say fuck. I know he's not real.
In real life, he never says fuck.
What do you reckon it's going to be? Like, Superman comes back? Fuck.
Yeah. Where is
Batman? Oh, wait, no. It's revealed that it's Martian the Manhunter. He reveals his Secretary of State is like Martian.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Fuck. I think it'll be like just like a trip over.
Fuck.
Like a stumble and then it'll keep running. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've got, Martian the Manhunter's in it.
Yeah, who else?
And I think it's going to be that kind of situation where it is going to be either
you've got the full support of the US military.
Something
the president is incapacitated, but I'm in charge.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well.
Don't worry, I'm John Jones.
But also, I mean, like, DC, Marvel do it too, but I knew DC definitely loved to just occasionally put Lex Luthor and stuff like that as president. So like them involving the president is not super out of the ordinary.
No, true. Not at all.
And Captain America's also been the president. Yeah, I'm everyone's the president.
Everyone's president.
Yeah,
Green Goblin.
Write a comic book.
Bit.
You can make me the president.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty good. Is Lex back?
I hope so. Lex is in the cast list, but we haven't seen him in any of the trailers. So he could be in a tiny role.
Could he be the cliffhanger?
Yes. Oh, that's a very good theory.
Well, he was in the post-credit scene of the original Justice
maybe
League.
Maybe we'll get an expanded version of that as the
where he shoves a Jolly Rancher into.
Oh yeah, Deathstroke's
mouth.
Deathstroke's wearing a mask. Can't put the Jolly Rancher anywhere.
He's gonna try.
He just lifts it up, puts it underneath, and closes it. Yeah.
So I don't know if you missed that huge bombshell I just dropped. Deathstroke is in this movie too, and has a Hawkeye haircut from Endgame.
But is he in it as a like a main big player? Oh yeah, I guess we don't know. I think, Jackson,
I know I've had a lot of answers for you, but I haven't actually seen the film.
Yeah. You just seem to know a lot about it. No, but I guess then I feel like we're going to, as this film tapers, like maybe we'll get the kind of thing where, Steppenwolf and Darkseid, and it's like, well, that problem's kind of being taken care of, but what's this? It's the League of Doom or whatever kind of coming up on the back end.
Here's my theory.
Yeah.
I think that the nightmare sequence we get in this film, which we know we're getting, and that's where the Joker... is in
we
this
we live in a
scene.
Society.
We live in a society with socks and fucks and whatever he says. It's a classic line. Anyway.
It's a Joker. I know that he's a Joker, baby.
Excuse me, Mr. Batman. We live in a society with socks and fucks. And Batman's like, fuck.
That's it.
Fuck. It's like, mind blown. The Joker got to him. Fuck. For real?
Honestly, I think the line that Batman will say fuck will be like, what did you say? What the fuck did you say to me?
Yeah,
it'd be something like
right.
that.
I think you're right. Yeah.
But yeah, I reckon we're going to get the Legion of Doom or whatever they're calling themselves. They probably won't have a name. Mm. No one ever has names in comic book stuff.
It's uncool
movies.
To have use the name in a comic book.
Yeah, let's not forget that the CW universe gave the movie Flash his name Flash.
Yeah, that's right.
Everyone's seen
that's
that scene, so right?
Yeah.
That rolls.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Yeah, it's big.
It's good.
That's good stuff.
So are we going to have any more time travel?
Well, it's not necessarily time travel, but it's like a
time jump.
Well, I don't know if it's a time jump or if it's
time leap sideways.
It would have to be a time jump because they can't do like a dream sequence again. That goes, they can.
I mean, they can. They maybe should.
Definitely will. I absolutely predict that the Joker, and I think it would not be a shock to me if a lot of these cameo characters appeared
sequences.
Within that dream sequence.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. The Legion of Doom is definitely going to be, I think they'll be like in charge of this nightmare sequence when everything's cooked.
I think, yeah, it'll be the like Batman in his big trench coat or whatever, with his AK-47, whatever he's got. There'll be the big Legion of Doom symbol, you know, somewhere burned in the ground or whatever. Although the nightmare
skulls around his belt from all the villains he's slain.
Yeah, but actually, in the nightmare sequence from Batman v Superman, it's the Omega symbol, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's Darkseid's. So maybe it won't be the Legion.
Or
of
is
Doom.
It a kind of thing where it's like, okay, we're getting a.
But we know that we live in a society in the future, which means that the society still has. But Joker seems to be almost on Batman's side.
May I present?
Yeah,
another
batshit
thing. So for us, we're like, okay, we get it. There is a potential dark timeline where the Omega symbol's on the ground, parademons are everywhere, Batman's gone crazy because that
Superman's
was when,
bad. Lois
that was when
the key.
Lois was meant to, because Lois was the key, and that was when Lois died. But Lois survived. So may I present another batshit thing of another bad timeline where the League of Doom have taken over, and that is the society we live in.
If they pull that same trick twice, I would be so happy. Holy shit.
Well, actually, I think that what will probably happen is I reckon Lois will die in this film.
Oh.
They'll actually kill Lois.
Hot theory. Mm. Hot damn.
Okay.
And it'll be... another thing that Zack Snyder wanted to do in Batman v Superman is while Superman was dead, Bruce Wayne and Lois Lane start dating.
That's good.
That rules. What the hell? Why? He just likes cucking. He thinks it's funny.
I think like cucking your dead best friend?
Yeah.
But that was the thing that was in the original script for it. That was going to be the thing that was going to bring back Superman. No. So Batman would realize, or Bruce, whatever, whoever he is at the time, realize that Lois can't love him because she only loves Superman. And he's like,
was actually the one being cucked the whole time.
Oh my God.
So then he's like, I gotta bring back Superman.
By a dead man. What a weird motivation.
Yeah, I know.
Just like, my wife is a weirdo.
Yeah.
She doesn't love me as much as
she misses her widowed, her first husband because he's.
I guess
dead.
I'll bring him back from the dead.
Yeah, I won't just accept that. That's part of grieving, and
that rules as well because that means that in the original script they're like, Batman, the world needs Superman, and he's like, frankly, I don't care. And then they're like, your widowed girlfriend misses him, and he's like, no, I get it now. I'll bring him back from the dead.
Feeling.
That's crazy.
Okay, so how do they realize to bring back Superman?
I think it'll be Steppenwolf will arrive and they'll be like, this is a threat we can't deal with.
Mm.
I think
it's going... How did they figure out how to bring back Superman?
Well, how do they figure out that even bringing back Superman is an option?
I can't remember. Because,
for example,
they use a mother box and Flash running. I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that bit. And I know there's a throwaway line by maybe Aquaman where he's like, man, you got to be careful when you bring people back from the dead because they don't come back like the same, which implies that he's done it before.
Yeah, we got we're like, excuse me, Aquaman, what? But there was never any clarification. There.
Cyborg has a huge storyline in this, and so does Flash. Introduces Flash's girlfriend, and then like heroic acts fleshes them out.
Maybe the thing where with Cyborg, they're like, "Well, my boy was dead, and I'm making a cyborg."
Very true. Yeah,
maybe we can bring back Superman, and we get Eradicator, i.e., the Cyborg Superman.
Yeah, maybe as well. We will get an exploration of Flash's powers and how they relate to the Speed Force or whatever, which is also time travel shit. So it'll be like, well, I can bring my boy back, and also with a mother box, and also Flash can time travel. So if we combine them together, maybe we can bring back Superman. You know what I mean? Like, so I can see them figuring it out that way if we get those two characters fleshed out a little bit more.
Mm. Yeah, I my possible. Prediction is that the nightmare sequence will go for anywhere between 45 minutes to an hour of the 4-hour runtime.
I think that's very feasible.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to do it. What do we think? 39 minutes in it. This is a good way to do it. What do we think those 4 hours will be comprised of? I think hour one will be like almost like if a standalone Flash movie, standalone Cyborg movie, standalone whatever movie.
Good theory.
Mm-hmm.
I think first chapter one, all on Apocalypse, because I just remembered how Man of Steel starts.
Oh, yeah, there's heaps of time on Krypton, isn't there?
Krypton goes for like 30 minutes.
I was going to say, it would all be like half and half, I think, to be like, oh, no, yeah. Chapters. If there's four chapters, it might only just be like a little bit of it. Yeah. But if it's six,
yeah.
I think, yeah, chapter one, fuck. Apocalypse, you're going to get like all this weird backstory of like and what all, the mother box are, the boom tubes.
And you'll
maybe
you'll get
like the Atlanteans and the, a reference to them on Earth.
You see, there's flashbacks in the original version of Justice League. The one that we've seen.
The real version.
The true Justice League. Where, like, you see Steppenwolf fighting the...
And
then the Green Lantern tries to protect him.
Yeah.
The Mother Box was hidden in a hole in the ground. That's so funny.
King Arthur, apparently, 4,000 years ago, when we were cavemen, dug a hole and buried the Mother Box. That's such an insane point in that movie that nobody talks about. They're like, this happened 5,000 years ago, and the humans, and they just look like medieval. Like, that was less than 1,000 years ago. Should have been cavemen digging the hole with their hands. Burying it. But no, it's King Arthur and his Knights of the fucking Round Table. Apparently, but yes, so I think you're right. I think hour one will be
chapter one.
Let's say six. Chapter one set on Apocalypse, and it'll be your it'll be exactly what the beginning of Man of Steel was. It's like your exposition film, you know
who
what I mean?
Who is following though? Like, who is the sort of like the main character, as it were, in that hour?
That chapter. I think they'll fuck it up, and I think that there'll be too many main characters at the start.
So who are we rooting for on Apocalypse? Or is it going to be like, we're rooting for the villains?
I think the whole thing will be set up like, oh no. Like, it'll be Darkseid will be the person we follow the most. And we're meant to, as the audience, be like, shit.
I think it could be...
I think it could be for like an audience proxy into Apocalypse, if they decide to do that, which, look... Looking back at some of the filmography, maybe not.
Yeah.
But you would get like a Mr. Miracle-esque type person, someone trying to escape.
Mr. Miracle would be a good choice, but...
Imagine they do the same thing they did with Jimmy... What's his name?
Jimmy Olsen?
Yeah, so they have Mr. Miracle escaping the Granny Goodness pit, and then Darkseid just picks him up and snaps his neck and just kills Mr. Miracle.
Like, oh, okay.
They never mention that he's Mr. Miracle, but that might be like, look, say, chapter one. Would be, we are following this person, Mr. Miracle, but never called Mr. Miracle.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're following this person, escaping Granny Goodness's pit, all those kind of stuff. They're, you know, watching, like, the apocalypse, all the terrible things that are happening, and, maybe that we're kind of either getting glimpses of Darkseid or whatever, but then, it ends, chapter one ends with that person, Mr. Miracle, getting his neck snapped, or something along those lines.
Very feasible.
Because you're like, oh, no, we were hoping for so much, but now we are sad.
Yeah.
My theory is that it's going to be pretty much a condensed version of Infinity War, which will be like on Apocalypse, but like flashes of the bad guys winning, basically. Like, you get Steppenwolf going, fighting the Atlanteans, coming back, being like, we won. The Atlanteans being like, shit, we cooked it.
Yeah.
And the same thing with the
Amazonians.
Yeah. I almost said like Thera.
Themyscirians. Which would also have been.
Then you get the same thing with Green Lanterns.
Yeah.
But you know, because like the pacing is going to be. One thing we need to accept, the pacing of this will be bad.
It'll be cooked. Yeah. It'll be truly cooked. And I think we'll transition.
I don't think we're going to get a title card until in between chapter one and two.
I think so. I agree. Chapter one is basically a prologue.
Yeah.
But it's 40 minutes.
So good.
And then I think we'll cut immediately to street-based crime.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think we'll immediately. So that's your chapter one is. Look, it's what's happening in fucking space. Chapter two is, and here's the motherfuckers that are going to have to deal with it.
And either you're going to get like, what's a transition? Maybe something like Darkseid looking up into like where Earth would be in the skies.
Yeah.
Superman's
death cry. Superman's death cry being heard.
We heard that.
Wait, what?
You know?
So that's the, I forgot to say.
Yeah.
They know to come and get the mother box because Superman's cry when he dies, when he yells. It's in the start of the trailer when he like in slow motion leans back and there's like a yell and it's like so
how did that not destroy Earth?
Yeah. He was being careful.
Yeah, he was just aiming it directly at the bad guys.
Yeah.
Well, in a way it almost did destroy Earth, didn't it?
So then you're right. You'll hear the cry, bam,
they'll be like the Kryptonian is dead.
Yeah.
and then it'll fade
chapter
to black.
Two.
And then, no, it'll fade to black, and then you'll get like a build of music, and then it'll be like Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it'll be like, you know, the Kryptonian is dead. You get a close up of Darkseid's face, and as he just smiles, his eyes bright red, and it kind of closes in, and then you get, Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
Justice League.
Maybe he'll do it, you know, like Darkseid's got that wild lasers that can move at right angles that he fires from his eyes. That, and it'll spell out Zack Snyder's Justice League.
And we're going to get some sick guitar riffs.
Oh, the soundtrack of this is going to blow my penis clean off.
Well,
dude.
It's made by Junkie XL, who I believe did the Mad Max soundtrack.
That rules. Then I think chapter two is just going to be, it's just going to be like, here's more exposition
for
Flash.
It's going
more
to be
Cyborg.
I think it'll be street level crime, and then chapter three will be all of Cyborg's story.
I think Cyborg, even though
I know that the plotting of this will be dog shit, I think that they'll try and like bring in like the street level crime stuff. They'll kind of lighten it up a little bit before they go into Cyborg's very depressing story.
Well, I think so chapter two, you got to have a little bit of a like,
probably
maybe
Flash.
So either you're going to get Flash or maybe some Batman.
Yeah.
Of like kind of like what we do with the Parademons, where it's like, it's just Earth reeling from the death of Superman.
Yeah.
And things are like back to sort of normal, as it were, in quotation marks.
Oh, you get Batman because you get Jim Gordon because he's in this as well. J.K. Simmons.
Oh, yeah. Sick. So you're going to get like something similar to with the Parademons, where everyone is like, okay, Superman dead, it sucks. That's, here we are.
But
we
go,
like, life moves on. But Batman being like, there's something else going on. And then you get those weird, like, you know, those Parademon things who feed on fear.
Yeah.
Like maybe some weird crimes. Hopefully that's fleshed out a lot more than it was in.
You would hope so. Maybe
okay, so let me just say. So one thing, this is very late to say, but every single scene that Joss Whedon shot is not being used by Zack Snyder. He's not reusing any of that. Mm-hmm, it's only the stuff he filmed.
Good.
So the scene that at the start of Justice League where Batman is chasing a parademon, or he's like, what's that?
Is that?
That's a Joss Whedon.
That's Joss? Yeah. All right.
Okay. We'll get the kind of thing where Batman is investigating something at the same time as Flash or at the same time as someone else, and there'll be some interaction between the heroes, and then maybe at the end of that, where they're like, something's going on, then we'll cut to Cyborg. And Cyborg's story of being a dead boy who came back from a box.
Was he dead? Or no, because wasn't he the star quarterback?
I don't know, dude.
He got hit. He was in a car crash, maybe?
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day, to the things I wish would die, like buffets. All that and much more. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca wherever you get your podcasts.
Inspired by the life of the savvy and ambitious Colombian businesswoman Griselda Blanco comes a new Netflix original limited series. Griselda tells the story of a devoted mother who, with her lethal blend of charm and relentless savagery, creates one of the most powerful cartels in history. Witness Sofia Vergara's captivating transformation into the godmother of the underworld. Griselda, streaming January 25th, only on Netflix.
Oh, maybe they use they're gonna do the star quarterback
flashback. Flashback to the summer of 1969.
The summer of love, baby.
Oh my god,
those two people, they're 69ing rather than driving the car. They're gonna hit that little boy.
As opposed to like a 10-minute intermission, we just get on screen, just come up to be like, just watch Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
Imagine that, but with Cyborg.
In the end, he become a cyborg.
What if the intermission is just Cyborg in a hospital bed, and that's just a still picture of just like beep,
beep, beep. This is sad and going for too long.
Oh, it is sad. I guess I'll get a chalk top.
What an intermission. Go to the lobby. Beep, beep. Still not over. 40 minutes. So then, okay, Cyborg's backstory, that's chapter three. And that is also probably going to be some exploration of the mother box as well.
Yeah, because that'll be where we learn about all the mother boxes and what they can do.
Yeah.
Are we getting, but where's Wonder Woman and Aquaman and like everyone else? Are they kind of in the chapter two as well? Or are they kind of like chapter three where we're sort of getting like, you know, we're getting maybe some of the things that were happening in the other films or should have been happening in the other films. But while this is all happening, you've got, say, Cyborg in hospital, like, you know, beeping, whatever. Yeah. And you kind of see everything happening outside, like from the sort of like in the opening of BVS where we got the fight between Superman and Zod, but from Batman's perspective, kind of like you're getting all these other things that are happening, but from Cyborg's perspective in a hospital bed or something along those lines.
I think we're probably going to get, I think chapter two, because, yeah, obviously, I mean, I don't even know why I'm saying this. It's very obvious. But just because there's six chapters doesn't mean they're all the same length.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So, like, I reckon the crime, like, the just, like, reintroducing all the heroes, I wouldn't be surprised if that's just everyone at the start, like, just cutting between it.
Yeah, that's fair. Right. That could be, like, an hour to an hour and, like, 20 minutes or something.
Could end up having people, like, you might have, like, a Flash and a Wonder Woman rocking up to the same crime accidentally and being like, who is that? Who's that?
Yeah.
And it's also going to be interesting to see if we get the... So, in Aquaman, the movie, Aquaman's just kind of like a meathead jock surfer dude. But in Zack Snyder's versions, he's like a depressed alcoholic.
Yeah, maybe.
Much like Batman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like the Wonder Woman stuff is like... Zack Snyder's Wonder Woman's weird because it's very male-gazy, which the normal Wonder Woman films aren't, but he doesn't give her the, like, motherly traits that have popped up in the...
Yeah, well, it feels like Whedon leaned real heavily into the... Sorry, Walden, excuse me. He leaned very hard into the... That's what made Wonder Woman such a weird character in the true Justice League, is that you had Joss Whedon being, like, the mother figure, and then you had Zack Snyder being, like, the sex object, and they... kind of butted heads.
But you know, like, how your thing, the reason you like Wonder Woman comics is, like, she's just like, yeah, I'd kill Joker. Of course I'd kill Joker.
I would kill him in a heartbeat.
Yeah. And, like, she's, like, cool with murder because... Like,
I love that she's cool with
murder. You do!
It cool is good! She's not a coward.
She's very pragmatic. She's a very pragmatic.
She's a soldier, not a superhero. That's what I've always... Well, not a soldier. Sorry, that's not quite right. She's a warrior, not a superhero.
But in the Wonder Woman films, especially 1984, they make her very soft and motherly. Yeah. Mm. Joss Whedon, I think... Look, Zack Snyder is definitely a pervert when it comes to Gal Gadot. Yeah. Like, they definitely leer on her way too much.
Mm-hmm.
Joss Whedon, he's the one who wrote the, like, what if Flash landed on her boob?
Yeah. That's true. I guess neither of them treated her very well.
But yeah, with Zack Snyder's version, he made her like mean and just like murderous, I guess.
Maybe that'll come up.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
So, because there's going to be that interaction, because like I assume we're not going to get like Batman rounding everyone up.
No.
So I'm assuming there might be some little bit of connection, you know, like rocking up at the same crime.
Or
maybe that's happening in sort of chapter two. Chapter three, we get Cyborg. Now, what happens at the end of chapter three going into chapter four?
Well, we have to at some point introduce, well, because I think Cyborg will exist to be like...
Chapter four, the loss, like when Steppenwolf beats the Justice League, maybe?
Yeah. Well,
or beats them individually.
Yeah. I think that it's going to be chapter two is like, here's all of these heroes, but we're all kind of stepping on each other's toes a little bit. And then chapter four is Dingus. And then chapter five is like, oh no, Steppenwolf's here. Okay. Time to band together, even though we're stepping on each other's toes, et cetera.
If chapter two sort of is kind of like, A lot of Steppenwolf.
Oh yeah.
Action or nonsense. Yeah. A lot of like, just I'm thinking, so chapter two is kind of like, you know, you get some like, you know, you street level crime, but like everyone's kind of doing what they're doing, but then Steppenwolf comes in and just like squishes him a bit.
Yeah.
And like it sort of like keeps happening. So it's kind of happening at the same time, but not really. But then chapter three happens and then we get the Cyborg backstory.
Yeah.
And then it sort of ends with like maybe Steppenwolf kind of kicking the ass of all these Justice League members, but then it's like Cyborg is operational online and now he comes. And so chapter four begins with Steppenwolf kind of being like, look at you pity humans.
I've gotten you all,
blah, blah, blah. And the unexpected element of Cyborg's
here, powered by a mother box, and then he wails on him, and it's like time to get the team together.
Yeah, he wails on him. He doesn't defeat Steppenwolf, but he wails on him. But he's just like, you know, Steppenwolf is on the back foot.
Yeah.
And he has to like get a boom tube away,
yeah.
But he's going to come back because you know what's going to happen. Or he captures Cyborg.
Ooh,
what if they draw from the seminal 1994 film Street Fighter, the movie?
Yes.
Where Chun-Li, Chun-Li has the elements of surprise on M. Bison halfway through the film and kicks the shit out of him, only for Ryu, Ken, E. Honda, and Balrog. I think
Guy Fawkes.
Dahlism.
No, Dahlism is there, but he's just a son.
Guy America.
No, Guile isn't in this part yet.
Okay.
Guile, though, great character in Street Fighter.
Great hair. Wow.
Beautiful hair.
Anyway, Chun-Li is kicking the shit out of M. Bison, is taken by surprise, but then the four doofuses burst in, and Chun-Li's like, and then Bison's like, ha 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 ha, and like ditches behind a wall and gasses them all.
Yeah.
Similar thing, I reckon. Yeah. I reckon Cyborg might do okay against Steppenwolf, in your theory. I don't know if...
You're not loving it, but...
But, I don't know, I like just building a what you're saying.
Yeah.
Might be like Whale, and then the other superheroes roll up to try and help, but they actually hinder.
Yeah.
Street Fighter.
Yeah, not a bad idea, actually. And then realizing, like, wow, we cook this. Yeah. We need someone to lead us.
Yeah.
And Batman's like, well, my girlfriend's dead husband or whatever.
My girlfriend keeps complaining about her dead husband, so I might bring him back.
Do we think Cammy, played by a Kylie Minogue, will appear in this film? I'm on Street Fighter.
Yes. I hope so, yes.
Yeah, I think so.
So in that situation, I think that's not a bad idea then to have this kind of thing of, like, you know, they've just had, like, you know, they've won against Steppenwolf by, like, the skin of their teeth, or they've pushed him back enough, but they were like, maybe Wonder Woman accidentally, like, just smacked Flash right in his gob.
Yeah, right in the kisser.
You know, Aquaman accidentally pierced Cyborg in his bread basket. Yeah. Who knows what's going to happen here?
Steppenwolf maybe manipulates the mother box inside Cyborg, something like that.
Something like that. But either way, like, maybe nothing's gained, nothing's lost.
Yeah.
Steppenwolf, like, leaves. The team are there being like, we won, but barely. And then maybe it's revealed there where it's just like, well, hang on, aren't you that dead quarterback? What are you alive? Yeah. I don't understand.
Actually, that dead quarterback I've been reading about in all the papers.
You know, why was remember? You remember the Titans.
You know, like, I opened the front page of the newspaper, it says dead little boy. Dead, like, wasn't that you?
You were there. Yeah. What? And then that's kind of thing of like, well, if he can come back from the dead, what if?
What about this?
Then we get Return of Superman.
In a black suit this time.
In a black suit. But Return of Superman for chapter 5.
Yeah, and he's bad, remember?
Yeah. Mm. What about this? Yeehaw. Outside odds, okay?
Outside
odds.
Oh,
okay.
You're taking money under the table.
Yeah. Well, it's just unlikely.
Jackson's
anyway.
The bookie of this episode. What's up?
So, okay. Steppenwolf.
So this is a roughie, right?
This is a roughie. Steppenwolf.
We're talking like, this is paying like $8 for a win.
Yeah. But
I don't know, it's a horse racing odds. Anyway, continue.
Dude, I only do dog racing rules.
Okay? Oh, okay, sweet.
And only underground dog racing rules where they don't have to be a specific breed of dog. They can just bring your dog.
I'm gonna put $10
bring
each way.
Bring your dog
on
to
one.
Racing day.
Anyway, okay, so Steppenwolf defeated.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they get him off in the boom tube. Okay, but Superman comes back bad, but he comes back bad because of the Legion of Doom. They bring him back. What do we think about that? Ooh. And that's your cliffhanger, and that's Legion. Because I don't think the fight with Superman, bad Superman, turning bad Superman into good Superman, will happen in this film. I reckon that's the cliffhanger for the next film. And so they're going to, Legion of Doom are going to bring Superman back for them to fight. That's
what
my
if
take.
I like that. What if? So Superman, I still like as the big reveal at the end.
Yeah.
What if Superman is good? Like, they turned him good and whatever, but then while he was dead, the Legion of Doom had been working on him. And at the end, you don't get a bad Superman still being bad. You get Bizarro.
Oh!
Two Henry Cavills, baby.
One with a mustache.
One with a mustache.
Or what about, so the whole thing where it's just like they're fighting Steppenwolf, but then smashing through a wall, bad Superman.
Oh!
Superman working for a Steppenwolf.
Oh! I like all these theories.
What if Bizarro comes
as you can tell by my oars. Yeah.
Do you reckon any members of the Justice League will die in this?
No. I don't think so.
Maybe Flash.
Yeah. I think Flash might die too.
I don't think
it'll be a permanent death. I think it'll happen in like a, I wouldn't be shocked if we see him die in
the dream sequence.
They want to do Flashpoint, don't they?
Yes.
They keep running their mouths about it.
That is the one film that will continue from Zack Snyder's DCEU that is still in production yet.
So maybe Flash, to defeat some big bad, goes too quick at Flashpoint or something.
Yeah, he just goes. I really hope Flashpoint is kind of like,
what if the cliffhanger in this actually ties into Flashpoint actually Justice League Part 2 that we don't think they're actually we think that they're tying it into this unmade Zack Snyder film, but instead it ties into Flashpoint. That would be crazy.
Yeah.
I'd piss.
Well, I hope Flashpoint is kind of like similar to, say, like Edge of Tomorrow or like Groundhog Day or whatever. We just get like a lot of dead Flashes.
That would roll.
A pile.
Yeah. Anyway.
I think that to bring themselves back, if the DCEU was like, because we have all these disparate ideas, like all over the place, these universes that can in no way connect.
Yeah, correct.
If they were like, Flashpoint is the movie that, like a thread, ties every single DCEU movie together back into one, I think that's, if they did that, they could be back on the track to not making good movies, because none
making
of them have been good. But
they'd make a universe.
It would be at least the one world.
Final question. I mean, the ending of the film, I guess, will
definitely
be...
Yeah, so chapter five, chapter six. Yeah. So we're thinking, like, chapter five is when Superman comes back? Or are we thinking that...
I reckon it's chapter six. I reckon Superman coming back is the, like, what's going to happen next part of this movie. That's my theory.
Okay, I think he'll come back a bit early. I think that it'll still follow the same thing. Superman will be good by the end of the film.
Okay.
I think he'll probably keep the black suit. They'll beat Steppenwolf, and I think the ending of the film will be, like, Darkseid coming to Earth and being like, right, pricks.
But so, because you think that it's going to end, or has it been said that it's going to like end on that sort of cliffhanger?
Zack Snyder said it ends on a cliffhanger.
Is it going to end with the good guys losing?
I don't know if it'll end with them losing. I think they may have won, but then Darkseid will rock up. Like, I think immediately after. They'll kill Steppenwolf, like behead him or whatever, and then Darkseid will like boom tube straight onto Earth and be like, right, you dogs, let's dance.
Yeah.
So,
direct quote.
Okay. Do you think if that's the case, maybe the reveal is Darkseid because maybe he's not in any of the film at all. Maybe he's not even in the first one.
We've seen it. Footage. He's in the trailer, yeah.
We've seen footage of him on Apocalypse.
Okay, yeah. That would be weird to have him in the trailer then be the big reveal at the end. Yeah, yeah, you're right. No, dumb.
Martian Manhunter might jump into the fight and help as well, which is probably how he'll be revealed.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. Maybe. I don't know what the big reveal... I don't... Because like, it's like we said at the top of the episode. I can't imagine... any one character that would be a big enough deal.
I think it'll be Green Lantern.
I reckon Green Lanterns.
Oh!
The Green Lantern Corps, but we've seen them before.
Yeah, but not like within the modern day.
Mm. No, that's true.
I think good odds there for the Green Lantern Corps coming in. Yeah.
And then it looks like it's going to be a big fuck. But then also, set up a movie though. Yeah.
Okay, so I reckon the big reveal is going to be almost, it depends when Martian the Manhunter is revealed or that kind of stuff.
Martian the Manhunter.
He loves to add the
I do. I don't know why. I keep thinking of Marvin the Martian. I'm like, no, and then my brain corrects.
Think of Bugs Bunny instead.
I am. All right, so when Martian the Bugs comes in.
That was backwards. Damn. There was still a the.
So when Martian Manhunter comes down, and like, because the thing is, it's like the big reveal, right? So it's going to be like, okay, you have the backing of the US government to fight the biggest threat we've ever faced. But because of the connections that we have with the Green Lantern Corps, because they fucked up on Mars, I've contacted them and they're coming down. Mm. I think that's how we get the Green Lantern Corps, at least the Green Lantern.
Yeah.
And they're going to come in and save it. And maybe, I'm hoping, we get like a bit of a fight between Martian the Man. Nope. Marvin. Nope. John Johns.
Yeah, John Johns. Just John Johns. John Johns.
We get a fight between John Johns and that Green Lantern, either in this film or the next
or
one.
Later on.
Because it's like, where the hell were you?
Yeah. Mars when got Mars fuckled. I think we both were like, no, it's fuckled is what happened. Yeah. It's been fuckled.
But I reckon there's going to be a connection there with John Johns and the Green Lantern Corps. And I reckon that's not a bad theory.
I'm still sold on the fact that Darkseid ends. But the thing with that ending is, much like the ending of Amazing Spider-Man 2, ending with a fight that doesn't happen, but also isn't a whole movie.
Mm.
That's not really a tease.
Mm.
Zack Snyder knows that he doesn't have a deal to make a second film, so he can just set this up to make fans angry and get them excited for another movie.
Get them riled. Yeah.
So yeah. Like, the ending's tough because we know it's a cliffhanger, so it could be anything.
Yeah.
But I think there's just like two questions to end this on, and two things that I think people are speculating a lot about, but they have not had the baseless speculation experts or the BS experts, as we'll be calling ourselves.
Yes.
Question one. Do we think that the plan of this cliffhanger is to get everyone to say release the Snyder sequel as a hashtag and get the internet fucking firing so that HBO Max makes the second film? And secondly, do we think Flash will have a mustache like he does in that Flash when he Flash points? He's like, I've come at the wrong time.
Oh yeah,
that's also going to be a thing that happens because that was meant to tie in. Batman sends Flash back to himself.
He sends
him at the wrong time.
It's incredible. Batman, he fucks up.
Well, yeah, he's like, go to these three times. And if this hasn't happened, you're too late. And
rules. I think, to answer in reverse, I think we are going to get a mustached Flash mustache at some point. And I think this is going to be like a hype for the sequel. I don't think it's going to be like a release of the sequel. It's just going to be hype for it because I think HBO have already signed off. I reckon it's already in the bloody works,
mate. It's already happening.
That's spicy.
Or what a bit. Okay, so it's going to end with a cliffhanger and a fucking date.
Oh,
and a date.
Dude, if it ends with a date, I'll piss, frankly.
So, two things. Mm-hmm. Ezra Miller, they're cancelled.
Uh-huh.
And Ray Fisher has said he'll never work with Warner Brothers ever again.
Yeah. Okay. Never, they'll figure it out.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay. They've got some.
Oh, there's also rumors that, and this is in air quotes, even though you're going to be able to tell from the tone of my voice, Jared Leto is the key to the future of the Zack Snyder universe.
That is the most exciting series of words I've ever heard in my life.
So, yeah. There was like, I was watching, I fell into a hole, as you can probably tell from.
Yeah, dude.
There was speculation with fans and Zack Snyder who kind of hinted through his weird social media, whatever he uses, that if people really like this universe, rally behind Jared Leto's Joker, because that is where Warner Brothers are most likely to take it. And then Zack Snyder can make a Joker film that he can tie everything
to
into.
To have a Joaquin Phoenix Joker film and a Jared Leto Joker film. Oh my, the amount of pissing. Yeah. You have no idea.
Also, how good is this? Heath Ledger won an Oscar for playing the Joker. Jared Leto played the next Joker. Everyone hated him.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix played the Joker, won Best Actor. Then next Joker, it's Jared Leto again.
yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
dressed like the Crow.
Yeah.
Also, did you see the promo photo of him with a Thorn of Crowns? Yeah, Jared Leto's Joker is also a Christ figure in this.
Finally, another Christ figure. I was thinking we didn't have any in this film.
Yeah.
Okay, so, actual, genuine final question.
Okay.
So, genuine final question.
I don't know why mine wasn't genuine.
Who do we think are going to be the Christ figures in this film?
Okay, Superman,
definitely,
Wonder Woman,
100%, yes.
Batman.
Yep.
The Flash.
Uh-huh.
What's his name? Cyborg.
Yes, of course, because he can rise from the dead. Yeah.
Joker.
Yeah, because he's got a crown of thorns.
Yeah. Miracle.
Yep.
Big Barda.
Yep.
Granny Goodness.
Yes, well, yeah, obviously.
John Johns.
Uh-huh.
Green Lantern. Mm-hmm. All the Green Lanterns.
All of them. They're all going to come down with in the Christ pose.
Yes.
Nailed to a cross.
Crucifixes descending. Okay. Every Themyscira.
Yep. Yes.
All the Atlanteans. Yes. Aquaman.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Mara.
Well, yeah.
Kings. What about Zack Snyder?
Zack Snyder, obviously, yeah.
Self-insert, yep.
Us, the audience.
Us, the audience, the three baseless speculation boys.
Yeah, the BS boys.
The BS boys, absolutely, BS Christ
experts,
figures.
Experts, what did I call myself?
Whoever is the CEO of HBO Go at the moment.
HBO Max.
Okay, if I ever buy this on DVD, the person who hands it to me, I'll say, oh, you're a Christ figure. So am I. I'll take the DVD.
Jesus Christ.
He's
coming back.
Yeah. And he's in the film.
In the film. So yeah. I would say that's pretty much everyone. The cast of the old Suicide Squad and the new one, probably.
Everyone got that squad tattoo.
Yeah.
I think the only one that's not is maybe Jimmy Olsen.
Yes, yeah. Jimmy Olsen.
Jesus Christ never got shot in the brain.
I would say Jimmy Olsen is a potential Christ figure because he hasn't come back yet, but if he does, Christ confirmed.
Yeah, Christ confirmed.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. And this has been Baseless Speculation, and we have been the BS Boys.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our SansPants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.